Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to His people, and I thank Him for it. We're going to see the Lord mightily move in this life, and we're going to see how wonderful life really is. Every time we trust the Lord somewhere in life, every time we have faith in His Word, we have an experience. And most time when we do His Word, the instruction of the Word doesn't always look, it's not what we're used to because we were raised in darkness. And remember, the kingdom of God runs totally opposite to the way of darkness. The way of darkness is self-centered. It runs on gratification. It gratifies itself off someone else. But the life of God is ever producing, and it blesses others first. We start out by our prosperity begins when we begin to work. When the farmer's prosperity is when he go out there and begin to clear the field. The first time he put his shovel or his hoe in the ground, that's the beginning of his prosperity. And he has to work the ground and prepare it. He has to make it good ground first. And then he turns around and plants seeds. And then he cares for the seeds. And they become plants. He cares for the plants. He doesn't let weeds come in and choke out the nutrients against the plants. And they grow, whatever kind of plant it is. It can be cotton, it can be wheat, it could be corn, it could be turnip greens, watermelons. And he cares for it until the duration of time is over and the crop is ready to be harvested. And then he goes and harvests it. And then he feeds his family and sells it. Now, you know, every crop has its own prosperity. He's the first partaker of the crop. He can eat it. He can feed his family, his friends, and then he sells it. And now he begins the process all over again. Now, with the money he receives, he tithes. And he pays for everything that he has to pay for. And then he has a profit margin. Part of it he'll save. Part of it he'll buy something he wants. He'll buy gifts for his family. Things that they want. And then he'll buy seed for the next year. And all the supplies. And this process continues. Now, he didn't go and steal somebody else's labor. He did his own labor. And he's going to be rewarded. And then when he see people in need and he bless them in the name of the Lord, that's where his spiritual wealth comes from. His tithing, his offerings to God. What you do for people, God do for you. This is the kingdom of God in operation, explained by a farmer. And, you know, everybody's not a farmer. I'm a mechanic. My prosperity begins when I begin to work on a car. And I have to diagnose it. I have to find a problem. I give people a price. They agree to pay it. And I begin to work on it. And I fix it. And it's finished. And then they pay me. And because I worked on it, I guarantee it. If something goes wrong, I will fix it again. And if nothing goes wrong, I'm happy. And I earn the money that I'm charged. And I try to make sure everything is right for everyone. And it works. I pay tithes, I do the radio ministry, you know, whatever I have to do, you know, I do it. And then I can give to people that, you know, that need me to. You know, people, there are people out there in need. If you bless them, God will bless you. That's how, when you pay tithes, you're paying tithes to a ministry in the course of the ministry, it's going to bless everybody. And people that need the word of God, that's the best way to sow. And then there are ministries that help people that need our help. And the Lord got us in this land of prosperity. Every American and everybody who is blessed like we are, we ought to be reaching out to people that need us. That's just the love of God. Now that's where great wealth comes from. Great wealth don't just come out of the air. See, in the kingdom of God, everything is merited. You have to do something, and you put things in motion, and you'll be blessed by it. In Satan's world, you just go find something and take it if that's what you want. That, you know, they don't think about the laws of sowing and reaping. They don't consider that their negativity, they got to pay for that. When you work towards death, you're going to reap death. And we operate towards the love of God, which is life. And Satan, he puts in people's mind that you shouldn't have to work. You should just take what you want. He teach people to scam and skim off other people. They got a job, they sham on the job. They feel like they shouldn't have to work. They're entitled to somebody else's property. And the Lord said, don't covet somebody else's property. Whatever you decide to work for and do, it takes work and effort. If a person desires a new car, the parts, you know, that's very expensive. The only reason it's affordable is because they make so many. And if a person had to go and build their own car, it may take a lifetime. To make it just like it is. But they have it where you can buy it, pay payments on it, and until you pay it off. And the life of a car is about 15 years, or 20 if you really take care of it. So they made it affordable. In the beginning, only the very wealthy could afford one. But thank God for Henry Ford. He made it what a common man could have one. And our society flourished very rapidly. And many lives were saved. People began to live longer. You could get around faster. You didn't have to live in a congested city where the horses pooped all over the road. It's cleaner. It's better. It's just better. When people work together, it's always better. Now, heavenly prosperity helps people to work together. Just like the car was mass produced and everybody could afford one. When we work together as a group, we prosper faster. If you had to do everything, take care of all your needs by yourself, it would take much longer. But working together and working as unto God works. And you prosper faster that way. And better. Now, everything in every part of life has it. There's a part you have to play. You have to do your work, your part, and then you can receive the life of God. You activate the principles of the Lord, and it works. It always will. You operate by love. You bless people when they need you to. You seek to be a blessing to everyone. And something wonderful is going to happen if you do that. When you seek to be a blessing, and you working as unto God, you take time and study, and you learn principles, and then you share them with people that need it. You have mercy on people that need you to have mercy on. Well, God's going to have mercy on you. You receive the knowledge of God, and you give it to people that need it. And you help people. God's going to bless you. He's going to see that you take responsibility, and you handle His word in a godly way. And you don't operate by pride. You're just seeking to be a blessing if you can. He's going to enable. He's going. You know, Jesus said, if you purge, if you bear fruit, He's going to purge you, that you may bring forth more fruit. Now, this is good for us. This doesn't mean that He's going to make things happen, and things are going to go wrong, and He's going to work things out of your life by aggravation, like many churches teach. You have to go through something. You got to go through the fire. I heard all those messages. They're confusing warfare with God. The Word of God is life. He doesn't do the crazy stuff that people preach and say He do. The truth is, you're trying to live by His Word and principles, and Satan's trying to turn you against life. And when people are confused, they preach like they're confused. I've heard you got to go through the fire. You got to suffer. So you can, and they really don't learn. They preach the same way they did 40 years ago. But if you take time and listen to the Lord, you'll begin to have the mastery in every area of life where you listen, where you receive His word. Now, I received His word on peace, and I mastered peace. I was able to master living in peace. Same thing with joy. Contentment. I learned to be content in Him. That's a blessing. You don't hear many messages on contentment. Most of the time people try to, you know, when they talk about prosperity, they talk about how you can win. Well, see, those kind of messages, you can win. You can have full victory. That's good. And it appeals to people. But there's something else that people need before they get to that. They need to learn to be content and learn to love and worship God. Live a life of worship towards the Lord. Enjoy Him. He has a lot to say. Learn to listen. Learn to yield. Learn to receive. When you master these things, and you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things will be added, because you'll be corrected. Things will be in its proper perspective. And you'll do it God's way. And you won't rush into things that cost you as much. Now, the more you learn, the more you love, the more you're going to live, and the more stable you become. And the rate of speed that you prosper depends on how you hear, how you measure God's word, how you receive His word. And how much you receive, retain, and act on His word. Now you're going to gain the mastery as you obey God's word. And you'll gain understanding if you pray for it and you pay attention. You got to pay attention to the leading of God. I kept asking the Lord questions and seeking Him. And as He taught me things, I made adjustments. And then I heard people preaching, going through the fire and being refined and all these things. It sounded good on paper, but it was wrong as hell. You learn to master life. You can manage Satan. You can keep him out of your business. And I learned to rebuke Satan and stop him. And it worked. And he couldn't confuse me with lies anymore. Sometimes people mean well, and in their confusion, the devil will tell them something, and they'll think it's of God, and they preach it. And that's why I say it's wrong as hell. I wasn't trying to curse. Hell is wrong. The world is wrong. Did you know the world is wrong as hell? The whole world system is wrong as hell. It's no different. You're trying to be gratified against others. That's how hell works. And that's how the world system works. And it'll get you in hell. And when you start teaching that, you know, God wants you, not people think God's mean. They don't want to grow because God's going to put me through the fire and test me and poke me and prod me and make me grow up. You're serving Jesus Christ, not a demon. And demons don't want you to grow up anyway. They're just trying to get away with murder, blaming it on God. And when you look right down to it, it's blasphemy to say that God is behind the mischief in your life, trying to make you grow up. God doesn't want to make you grow up. He's not like our drill sergeants. He will teach you and train you, and you got to willingly do it. Now, the drill sergeants, they coerce you. God doesn't coerce you. He loves us. Now, he got Jonah to go to Nineveh. Jonah was in a state of rebellion. And he didn't realize he had a revelation of God's love, and he wanted those Ninevites dead. He was eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. The Lord had mercy on him. Now, what he ended up doing caused a lot of prosperity to come on his life because he saved a nation from pure destruction. And he had a revelation that God was loving and kind. He knew that God loved his enemy. He was the only prophet God had to do that, to save that nation. And he was running out of time. And the Lord used the situation to show us his kindness and his love and his deep devotion towards God and how contrary his own people can be. Against people that he loves. He didn't want to destroy the Ninevites. But his perfect way is to, you prepare by the love of God at your own will. Now, when God ordained, sometimes God ordains people for things, and he created them for something. And the spiritual wealth that's going to happen, the people that he designed you to bless, if you don't go and they die, their blood will be on your hands. Sometimes there are people who they're not just called, they're chosen, and the Lord said, if you don't do this, you will die. Now, he's not threatening them. The laws of sowing and reaping, he ordained them for something. People will live if they go and do what he say do. And if they don't, then just like you're going to be blessed for doing what's right, if you don't do it, then there will be there are consequences because you didn't do something that you should have been doing. It's not like you're punished for it, but as a creator, God can call, he can call you to do something, and if you don't do it, it's not good for you. But if you do it, you're going to be tremendously blessed. So the enemy will try to mess our lives up so we'll be hindered from doing our best purposes. If God didn't call you to do something, you're free. Just go about doing good that you want to do. But if he called you to do something, by all means, do it. There are many people that disobey God, and their condition is terrible right now because they did it their way and didn't do it God's way, and now people have suffered and died, and they're partly to blame. So it's important that we do what God gives us to do. The fire, going through the fire. When Satan, when every time he challenges you not to do what God says do, it's up to you to fight back. Learn to fight until you win and live in victory. Now, if you do that, if you fight till you win and live in victory, you can master the problems that people have with Satan. And it won't be a problem anymore to you. You'll be laughing at his measures. And you'll stop him and you'll protect your people as God give you something to do. That's what, whenever God give me an assignment, I protect it. And I protect the people in my life. Because Satan will try to use them to get to me, hurt them, to throw me off course. So whenever God give me an assignment, I learn to master it. I rebuke the enemy on every hand. He can't hinder my wife, my children, my sisters, my nephews. I pray for the people that are around me, that I see every day. And then I begin to do the work of God. And anything else that the Lord alert me to, I do it. And then I begin to do what God gave me to do. And it works. And let me tell you, it works good. I'm not suffering through the fire like people talk about. I keep Satan under my foot, like Jesus said in the first place. You will crush his head and he will bruise your foot. That's where he's supposed to be. My foot's supposed to be on his head, which it is. You don't let Satan run your life. You get an understanding from the Lord and act on his word. When the Lord purges you, he'll show you things that are not. He'll show you the better way to do something. And then you'll do the word and you can do more. See, before I learned to fight, the Lord would give me something to do and the enemy would interrupt me. And he taught me how to drive the worldly thoughts, the worldly residue out of my life. And the worldly residue is fear, doubt, unbelief, lust, greed, and pride. They hide in pockets of your life. You drive it out and you can bear more fruit. You know, I mentioned how I kept running into ministers that when you give them a revelation that they never heard before, and it's so godly, it's sound doctrine that can't be condemned. Instead of receiving that word, they focus on competition. Now, when that happens, their attention's not on what you said and how to receive it. They focus on competition because they try to say something to match or overdo what you said. And I know that sounds crazy, but it happens. You're going to run into it if you deal with enough people. Let me put it another way. The younger brother and the older brothers, just like Joseph and his siblings. You go in the Lord's presence, you're the youngest brother or the youngest sister. And you go before the Lord give you a grand revelation. Now people know that it's good. And you tell your older siblings what the Lord told you. The most humble, they're going to receive it. And they might use it. And the older they are, the more challenging it is in most cases, in many cases, not every case. The most proud, whether they're older or closer to your age, they'll get offended against you. Who told you that? Where'd you read that? Well, the Lord told me. Huh. That's how people act. I'm sorry. But when this becomes your pattern, it's harder for them to get away with that. And they get offended and not blessed. When people, that's what happens when people do that. People want to have the master. They want to be the best. That's Satan's way. He wanted the worship that goes to God. He wanted to make everybody worship him. Because he was so beautiful and so wise. He had such a high opinion of himself. That he became a devil. Now we can't, that has no place in us. If, when people have a problem with pride or lust or greed, you have to drive it out. You have to purge it out so that you can go forward in the Lord. Some things you can't do or God won't call you to do until you drive those demons out. If you're bearing fruit, you're kind, you're doing the right thing, God's going to purge you so you'll do greater things. Now the purging process, he'll help you see the wrong and what's wrong and right with what's right and encourage you. And he'll help you master things. You're going to do the work. You're going to do what he brings to your attention. And it's going to work well for you. The Lord loves you. He's on your side. You just got to learn how heaven works, just like we all do, and work it. Do the things of God. Love his people. Be kind to all men. It works. And you're going to see the best things in life. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.